Exposure to gun violence can cause anxiety, stress, and other mental health symptoms. But early intervention and support can help prevent some of those negative long-term consequences. Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman reports on a new effort in Champaign County aimed at helping people recover following a traumatic experience.
Yvonne Johnson lost her son David Sankey last August. He was 16.
That was my baby. That's all I had. And somebody decided to come on his block and fire a gun. Not one time, six shots, seven kids, one kid hit mine.
Sankey was one of the eight people who died from gun violence in Champaign-Urbana in 2018. More than 100 others were shot and survived. Sankey's grandmother, Legatrice Benton Miniweather, says losing him is the most painful thing she's ever experienced.
I've been around David ever since he was born. It wasn't hardly a day I didn't see him. I loved him so much. He loved me so much. And at the time this happened, I didn't know what to do. I was just lost.
So lost, she says, she considered taking her own life.
I feel like somebody just snatched my heart out of my body. I don't feel I will ever recover from this.
Sankey's family member spoke Friday to a group that gathered at Jericho Missionary Baptist Church in Champaign. They shared how the support of community and church members was vital to them making it through. The meeting hosted by the Champaign Community Coalition was the group's first ever violence response forum. It's an effort to provide community members with information, support, and other resources following an incident of community violence. In this case, the shootings that took place nearby just the week prior. Two people were injured and another, Elijah Booker, was killed. He was 14.
We are here to let you know that you are not alone.
Patricia Avery is part of Champaign's violence response team.
We know that there are people out there that are trying to cope and understand what is going on. There is too much violence, there is too much pain, there is too much suffering, and so we as a community have to stand together.
All across the U.S., cities are recognizing the importance of addressing the impact of trauma on communities. In recent years, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Chicago have all launched trauma response efforts similar to the one in Champaign. And University of Maryland epidemiologist Wendy Lane says these initiatives can really help. She studies the effects of trauma on women who live in one of Baltimore's most violent areas.
Their stress levels are incredibly high, and they feel that anxiety from being constantly exposed to traumatic events.
Lane says that exposure can lead to long-term issues with anxiety and depression. She says efforts to wrap support around people in the immediate aftermath of violent incidents can help prevent some of those problems, with one caveat.
Just coming in right after it happens isn't going to be the only solution. There has to be ongoing services.
And she says those services need to get to the people who need them most. But to really address community violence, Lane says cities must take action to address root causes. At the Violence Response Forum in Champaign, Police Chief Anthony Cobb echoed that sentiment.
And the root cause is how we're going to help our young people. How do we invest in them? How we help them to feel good so they're not as apathetic and they don't want to go down these paths? How we make those paths look less inviting to them? That's where the community is going to come together at. And so that's how we're going to resolve that issue.
Organizers say they'll continue seeking input from the community on how to best help those who are grieving in the aftermath of violence. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Public Media.